What is this floating ping pong ball? This rising piece of paper? And this floating beach ball have in common? All of these experiments demonstrate the properties of moving air. The ball floats in the air because of the fast-moving air molecules traveling around the outside of the ball. As the air flows around the ball, its pressure decreases when its speed increases, and this gives the ball lift. The air above the paper moves faster than the air below it. This creates a lower air pressure above the paper, and the higher pressure below the paper causes it to rise. So does fast-moving air have anything to do with the way a pitcher throws a baseball? Let's meet Anna at the baseball park and find out. So Anna, who better to teach us about how to throw a curveball than Curtis Laskanik from the Colorado Rockies? Now, you don't mind teaching us your secret, do you?
No, not at all. I think you're a little young to throw it right now, but nevertheless, when I was growing up, my father didn't really want me to throw too many curveballs until I reached a certain age where he thought my muscles were strong enough and elongated enough to throw it. And he taught me a couple ways how to hold it. And the biggest way that he taught me how to hold it was keeping my finger on this seam right here and put my other finger on top and holding this on the bottom, holding my thumb on the bottom. And when I came through with a pitch, I would come through like this with it. So I would try to get as much rotation going over top as I possibly could. A lot of guys in the major leagues like to say 12 to 6 because they look at a clock, 12 to 6 curveball. But as the years went on, I got a little more comfortable with holding it with one finger. And the way I throw it now is I hold it like this when I throw it, this finger straight up. So when I throw it, it's just this finger right here, and it rolls off the top of it.
So the secret is the spin, right?
Right.
And the air. Now, what's the air doing when it's going high and low?
Well, when you throw a curveball, of course, it's going to be spinning like this. You have what you call a high pressure on top and a low pressure on the bottom. And with the friction and the speed of the rotation of the ball, the air comes and bounces off the seams and causes the tumbling sensation to go down.
Excellent. You wouldn't mind throwing a couple curveballs for us, would you?
Not at all. Right here with it. And right over the top.
So here's the secret of the curveball. As Curtis is throwing the ball into the air is rushing past the bottom because of the spin faster than across the top. And the fast-moving air on the bottom creates an area of lower pressure. This is the high pressure, and at the last second, the ball drops.
So what's so special about the curveball that makes it so hard to hit?
Well, sometimes when a pitcher has a good fastball, it kind of looks like a fastball, and then at the last second, it just drops right in there. Uh-huh. And the hitters really can't get comfortable in the box because they're thinking, well, maybe he's going to throw me that big curveball, or maybe he's going to throw me the fastball, so I really don't know which one's coming next.
So whether you're causing that ping pong ball to float in the air, or maybe that piece of paper rises, or you're looking at Curtis Laskanik throw the curveball, remember that you're learning something about the properties of air. Hey, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.